QHXS Mobile. Hey, what's happening there, Patrick?
From town. Made my maiden day to start driving, but I wanted to take it a little slower, so I made a short trip to town, and we got supper and then come back.
How's the old knee doing?
Went awesome. To be honest with you, I hurt less now, even with the pain of the surgery and incision, than I did before the surgery.
Man, I got some knucklehead on my butt here. I don't know what the heck you think he's doing. Oh, that's good. I'm glad that you're getting better and you're healing up and everything looks good.
It still got a ways to go. It starts to swell up if I spend too much time on it. And, you know, still got a ways to go to recover fully. But we're getting there. Way better than I was, so I'm happy with it so far.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad for you. You'll bounce back. You're young enough.
Too hard ahead, too. Too much of a can't take this sitting at home.
Oh, I know. I hear you. Now, did they do microsurgery, or did they, I mean, what did they actually do? Did they have to do any kind of knee replacement, or... Or what they, you know, is it a minor surgery or a major surgery? What?
Take in half and put a new joint in.
Oh my gosh, they opened you right up. Okay.
Pictures of it.
No, you don't have to do that. Thank you.
And it's not nothing where it's opened up, just the X-ray where you can see what they did.
Oh, okay. I got squeamish around blood.
And I don't have any like that. I didn't have them take any pictures or nothing like that. I don't want to know about it. I'll have a nice scar to remember it as it is.
I guess your football days are over, huh?
Not to be running, but I was talking to a physical therapy, and they said, once you recover, if you do some light running and do it right, you know, you train for it lightly, you should be fine. It's just don't be like now trying to run, or you're not going to do well.
Careful. That's like Jimmy. He had his hip replaced last year, his right hip, and last November, and like 6 weeks out, he's driving already. He wasn't even released yet. Oh, I have to go out and do a service call. I'm like, what?
Even 3 weeks in, and they released me to drive Monday, and that was only 2.5 weeks after surgery.
Well, was it your left knee or your right knee? Don't catch that. Was it your left knee or your right knee?
On the button there, it was my right knee.
That's your driving knee, right?
That's the reason I was taking it slow. I decided I would go for a little short drive to town and me and the wife this evening and see how it did. And that's the first time I put on a pair of long breeches since I've had the surgery too, to see how that was going to aggravate the incision.
How'd you do with that? You did okay?
Pretty good with it. It's funny. The nerves are all cut and growing back together there. So it feels like the knee right there around it is asleep. So you know how your foot goes to sleep when you put weight on it, it tingles and it feels like needles in it? That's what it feels like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hate that feeling. Almost fall down.
That's really waiting on the incision to heal up to what's slowing me down more than anything.
Easy, you know, and get back to your life a little bit at a time. So what are your future plans? Anything good, bad? You know, now you're out of the tool business. In fact, we're going to be up in Hendersonville tomorrow. I got to run up there and take a look at a job and take the wife to to lunch somewhere. So we may try and get over to you if I can.
Church, I should be here. I don't plan on going anywhere else. So be glad to see you.
Yeah, I'll give you a holler on the phone. You know, just me a favor and text me what I owe you. I don't want to discuss it here. Just text me what I owe you.
To be honest with you, I don't even remember what you got. I'll have to look it. I don't remember.
Okay, I know. And I wanted the millimeter sockets for the to work on the boat.
They're still on the tool truck, so I had to swing by and pick them up.
All right, now you take it easy. Don't get rambunctious. Take the wife with you.
I'll stop by on the way home from church and pick them up tomorrow. And that way I've got them with me. And you wanted the 3/8, is what it was, deep and shallow.
Yeah. Impact. Yep. All right, well, listen, you go rest up. I'm out here working. Still.
Roger that. I've been a lot of people having AC problems. I've heard a couple of guys on here talking about having AC issues and having to wait a week to get somebody to come out.
Well, normally I can come out in a day or so, but, I mean, my God, I've been working 3 weeks straight, really haven't had a day off to fully recover. Jimmy and I did, and it just about killed us.
Yeah, but think about how all that money you're rolling around in.
No, it ain't about the money. Trust me. When the body's tired, the body net lets you know. You know what I mean?
And that's the reason I said it. I was just giving you a hard time. I know you do more to help people than anything, so. And I know everybody appreciates it. I do, anyway.
I try. You know, I really do try. I just, you know, I tell people, I work 8 days a week, you know, and I got my wife on my back right now to take some time because it just, you know, I wore myself down to a point Wednesday. Jimmy and I got done. It was just like, I can't move. I went home and, you know, took Thursday morning off for a couple hours to recoup a little bit and then right back to it Thursday and Friday.
You got to take care of yourself. Nobody else is going to do it. That's for sure. They will use you up and spit you out no matter how much you want to take care of them.
Oh, I know. My dance card is filling up for Monday already. And I already got one I got to go to in Traveler's Rest. Tiara.
Well, you be careful out there and I'll let you go. Good to hear you, though, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow if you make it over this way. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, feel better. I will talk with you later. KB2HXS Mobile.